This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
If you, by chance, did not see the Augusta Chronicle over the weekend, you missed a great full-page ad that Dr. George Snelling and a few concerned citizens in Westlake took out. They have directed, and by the way, in case you folks are wondering why I would spend time talking about this, this is a fascinating legal issue to me, and also it shows us where we are in modern convenience and modern technology. So many people, organizations, governmental entities assume that everyone's got a cell phone, everyone's got a computer, everyone's got an email, and that's just not the case. I was telling the story just a minute ago about former coworkers of ours who flat out refused to get a bank account for one reason or another, going back 10, 15 years ago. And finally, our corporate lady had to come to them and say, we do not issue checks anymore. We do direct deposit. And if you don't agree to do that, we're going to terminate you. And they finally had to acquiesce and do it. And that, and believe it or not, there's some people that just don't have modern technology that carries with it the ability for one entity to either communicate with another or interact with another. And that's what's happened at Westlake. So the Westlake Homeowners Association has decreed that from now on, in order, they have two guard gates at Westlake, a front gate and a back gate, and they were, both of them are pretty busy. You can, by the way, George Snelling is here with us in person. George, how many people in Westlake?
There's approximately 1,100 homes in Westlake and probably 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Yeah, I was going to say the combination of married couples and adult children and others that live in there, you probably have 3,000 to 3,500 adults that that live in Westlake, I would think.
Yes, sir.
So that many people potentially are coming and going and having guests on a regular basis in and out of those gates. Two gates, so you can imagine, particularly rush hour, how busy they can get. And the Homeowners Association has decreed that starting last month, was it? Or
They've sort of intermittently administered this. A week or two this month they did. Now it's kind of off again. I think July 1 is their target date to put it in totally.
Okay. If you want to have a guest come visit you, come to your house, have dinner, attend a birthday party, anything, you have to submit their name on a app, on your phone, or on a website, which I guess they supply you, and they will no longer accept you as the homeowner calling into the guard gate and saying, hey, surprise party for Betsy coming up. Betsy's two sisters from Omaha will be pulling into the gate at 5 o'clock. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know about it. You're also not allowed to hand them a note that morning or the day before saying Betsy's two sisters from Omaha are going to be here. Here are their names. They don't want anything like that. They want it all online. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let's. This is kind of interesting. We get questions about security in Columbia County all the time. I find it very unusual and sad that one of the few, thank goodness gracious, unsolved murders in Columbia County history is of a guard gate at Westlake. Back in, what was it, 77, I think it was.
Was that the Chinese lady or was that somebody
else? No. This was a guard at the Stevens Creek Road guard gate.
I
was shot in the head.
I was not there then.
He was shot in the head. They never made an arrest in the case. Mm-hmm. And it seems like 10 or 15 years after he was murdered, they found the gun about 25 yards off to the left of the guard gate as you're facing it in some area that they were cultivating for a yard work or something. They may have been building a little something near another fence or another gate. But they found the murder weapon there, but they never made an arrest. And to this day, it's one of the few unsolved murders in Columbia County. And I just that's incredibly ironic. They do on occasion have crime in Westlake. And I don't mean vandalism from the kids that live there or any of that. I'm talking about burglars that come into the neighborhood and get into houses.
That's correct. And Jean Garnowitz, kind of Miss Westlake, is helping me on this. And she just checked in with Clay Whittle today, and there have been no major or even minor crimes in Westlake in the last 6 months. He checked the entire record. And that's not a huge issue. As you know, I'm in the self-storage business. I have probably 15 gates, passage gates with key punch to get in and all that. And I can tell you, it's a psychological thing. If somebody wants to get in, they'll figure out a way. The big thing about a gate is that somebody is just I'm going to go down to Jones Creek. I'll break in there. I don't want to fool with this gate. And that keeps 98% of your people out.
Yeah,
right,
but
there.
The vast and overwhelming majority, correct me if I'm wrong, of ne'er-do-wells that you want to keep out would be coming into the neighborhood by car or truck. And while you can burglarize a house and carry out what you can get out in your pockets, very few people are going to go to the trouble of burglarizing a house if they cannot put the stuff in a car or a truck.
Well, no, I'm saying a car or truck.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying a car or truck. I'm not saying somebody walking in. I'm saying a car or truck. So somebody can figure out a way, fake something, say they're going to Westlake Club.
But all of that happens under camera surveillance, and I know that for a fact. When you
I have probably 200 cameras at various facilities that I own, and while that is a good adjunct, quite often it doesn't really quite catch the tag number, and you don't really get everything that you want from a camera. The big part of a gate, it's a psychological imperative. Now, the question is, are you going to keep the bad people out, but are you going to keep the good people in? And this thing keeps the good people in and does not allow them to admit guests as they've done for the last 45 years. I'm all for the app. The app is fine.
It should
be an addendum. And if you'll give me one second, let me just kind of go through my little spiel. You can cut me down. But anyway, I know you're going to get me. But it's okay. It's all okay.
I'm laughing because I've never seen a full-page ad taken. I mean, this is the classic rich white guy problem. Go ahead.
Rich white guys sometimes like to protect people that are not protected very much.
Understood.
And my stepfather, who died last year, lived with me for 3.5 years in Westlake, and he had a terrible intestinal problem. I mean, I tried to get him clued up. He had a flip phone. I bought him an iPad. He never could figure out how to use it. And there's a lot of people in Westlake, either as grandparents or people that could still live there for years, that still have flip phones. I was talking to Jean Garnowitz about this morning. She knows plenty of people that just aren't that savvy. We moved in there with the idea the gate was going to protect us, and it does a great job. I'm 100% for it. But not everybody can use an app. And when most people moved in here, here's how it worked. You called the guard gate, you gave somebody a name, and they would admit them. Or if you were having an event, you gave a sheet to the guard and said, event at XYZ house, please admit all tonight. Not a problem. We've not had any problems related to that, to my knowledge. Now, they come in and they want to put this app system in, and I think it's kind of like young people that hate old people. And you know, I'm an old guy. I'm 68, and Austin says, and I said, listen, I use hair color. I'm going to tell you right now, dude. And some people say I look
You have hair.
Yeah, I have a little hair, you know. I'm not even going to talk about Austin's hair, but I have a little hair. And I use hair color. I know. I'm a fake. I know that. But you know, a lot of people just are not savvy. And there's a lot of people in their 70s that moved in here 40 years ago. I moved in here 27 years ago. And there's a lot of people left over from, you know, the Neolithic age that are still there, still hanging on.
What's the
And they
answer?
Can't they can't get,
point
gain
taken.
Admission.
Point
I mean, that's my point.
Point taken. So here's the question. What's the answer back to you when you say, go with the app, fine, but don't cut us off from written and or phone-in access? What do they say back?
That's all I'm asking.
Do you not have an answer back from them when you ask them?
Well, they're negotiating. I sent them my little ad 2 weeks ago, and I've talked to Wright. I know Wright quite well.
Wright McLeod is the attorney for the Neighborhood Association.
I sent it to the president. I think he laughed at me, and that's a serious error. But
Who's the president?
Netherton.
Okay.
He's lived in there since 15. I've been there for 27 years. I'm talking about people that have been there a long time. They moved in there for the security. But now, you know, if they're just going to be put on a one-pathway, they may not be able to get their nurses in, their other people in, and whatnot. So it's a property rights issue, and it's a thing that people moved in under a certain system.
You should be grandfathered in, I would think, at the very end.
And that system, as long as you've got probably half the people, including old people like me, in there that came in on that system, all of a sudden, bam, you know, no, you can't admit anybody. And then you've got all these guards sitting at the gates. What are they doing, playing tiddlywinks all day? I mean, they're not doing a thing. You know, they're just sitting there. And what in the world are they going to do? Well, they sit there. Maybe I guess they do their little iPhones and all that. What do they have to do? Well, they're not answering the phone. You call the guard gate. They won't answer.
Well, by the way, that's a security issue more than anything else, because what if, God forbid, you see, you know, a mass murder occur in the middle of the street, and you call 911, but you also want to let the guard gate know, hey, I just got a crazy guy with a chainsaw running through.
Well, we have a number. We have a big security system agency in there. We have multiple people in there at all times.
So right this minute, if you saw a murder on your front lawn,
right,
you could not call the Westlake Guard Gate.
No, sir. They won't answer the telephone. They won't answer the phone. Oh, your house is burning. I mean, they won't answer the phone.
Well, they know to open the gate when the fire department comes. Hold on.
I'm not sure about that. They may want to pass. I don't know.
Our good buddy is... George Snelling, and I say that's because he and I have gone at it in the past on the air, and he's thinking that I don't like him. I like him fine. He's fine. I don't have any problem with George. He's taken on the Westlake Homeowners Association because of some onerous new rules that they have imposed on homeowners there that basically relegate communication with the guard gate and who gets in and out of the neighborhood to anyone with a cell phone app or internet access, and they can enter the information there. It's George's position that there's no one there to answer the phone, or they're not answering the phone if in case there's a last minute change or someone doesn't have a phone app. And you've initiated, or you're putting together rather, a class action lawsuit against the Homeowners Association, right, George?
We also have filed for an injunction against the Westlake Board that will be heard in Superior Court next week by Judge Wade Padgett to have them stop this action. So we'll see how that works out as well. And I don't mind negotiating with the board either as far as what, you know, may be done. But in any event, there's a couple more big items.
Well, one thing you've mentioned that I think you might have them on is that you moved into that neighborhood without an app. Mm-hmm. And they accepted you. That was not a term when you signed the contract,
right,
buying your property. And they can force the new people moving in to do it. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to join the neighborhood association when you move in.
You pay $1,000 a year. And
that's not optional.
That's not optional.
And that also puts you under their jurisdiction as far as making sure that you don't have, you know, a pink windmill in your front yard.
That is correct.
And the reason I say that is because it is law. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I've got an attorney. By the way, Bob Lowe, who's working with George, is an attorney sitting here. When you accept the conditions of a homeowners association or a property owners association, they pretty much have you because you accepted it. These are your rules. You got to live by them. It's almost like a professional athlete that joins the NFL. You're not allowed to hold, no matter how mad
that's
you
right. When you
it.
Buy that property, you're subject to the covenants.
Exactly.
There's nothing in these
time.
Covenants.
No, hold on. Let me finish. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. So at the time when they signed in, there was nothing in the covenants about that or, you know, these requirements. Now, if beginning January 1st, everybody that buys real estate in Westlake, you could force them to do it because it would be in print on the Homeowners Association.
Well, whatever rules that are in effect at that
right.
time,
the
that's
new,
right.
The new
that's
residents
new
could,
rules, that's
but
right.
the existing resident should be grandfathered in as not having to comply.
Well, the existing POA rules and covenants were written 40 years ago.
Sure,
there's nothing in the rules and covenants that requires you as a homeowner or purchaser to have a cell phone or a computer.
Correct.
It doesn't say you can only move in here if you have a computer. It doesn't say that.
Correct. What I'm saying is the new people, they could actually require that of, but it wouldn't apply to you.
The verbiage is fairly vague, and honestly, I don't think you would really interpret it that way if you read it. But that's another issue. But certainly, there's nothing in there that requires me. And I don't do anything on apps. I don't pay bills on apps. I get the Fox News on app. That's about all I can do, you know. I really don't. And plus, on the app that they have, you have to be on the 10 or 12 or number 14 of some schedule for it to even go on your phone. So many phones, unless they're geared up to a certain level, cannot get the app that they want you to get on your phone. That is a fact. So it's not a universal thing. And, of course, if you have an old flip phone or something, you're out of luck. There's no way. I mean, I've never tried to get it on mine because I'd be too stupid to use it anyway. I know my abilities are very limited at my advanced age. I know that. But anyway, that's a big thing. Another big thing, though, Austin, is the gate that was installed, the new gate that was installed as part of this process. As you know, I'm in the...
This is in addition to gate one and two?
No, it's a type of gate.
Oh, it's a type of gate.
The old gate system was replaced when this was kind of put into effect.
Understood.
And, as you know, I have probably 15 gate systems. Anyway, here's the deal. They've got the wrong gate system, and what happens is it backs everybody up out to Zaxby's half the time because they've got the attenuator, and I'm trying to tell them it's set at the wrong place. The attenuator should be set so that when you get about 20 feet from the gate, it jumps up. You know, they've got it set where you've got to drive up.
These are automatic readers.
Automatic readers, that's right. So you've got to drive up and somehow shimmy into some little thing, and maybe it'll go up and maybe it won't. But that thing could be set. I have a house in another place, and the gate comes up at 20 feet out, the gate shoots. You don't ever slow down. You just keep going. Westlake's got 1,100 homes and God knows probably 3,000 cars. And at certain times of the day, you're backed up. They're out on the road headed to Zaxby's, and it's just not right. That needs to be changed. I've talked to them about it. I don't think any of them have ever had a gate system, and I don't know that they, not that I know everything, I certainly do not, but I know it's an easy fix for what they have, and they just ignore it.
George Snelling is a longtime resident at Westlake. He is taking on the Homeowners Association because of a new rule that they have imposed on their residents. And again, this has very interesting implications to me for several reasons. Number one, kind of shows the state that we're in with technology, and there's some, you know, wonderful advances that we can all be happy about and you know, excited about. But at the same time, it raises the specter that if there are those among us that are not necessarily technology inclined or may not even have the money to employ some of this stuff, does that mean that we or those folks, that segment of the community, is left behind and unable to get along and go along the way that they always have? And George is saying that the new electronic requirements or the requirement to electronically notify the Westlake security team about pending visitors to your home is incredibly difficult to navigate if you don't have a smartphone. And you were telling me a minute ago, George, that if you don't have like the latest versions of the different cell phones and operating systems, that you're out of luck as well. So in other words, if you have a cell phone that's 5 years old, you might be in trouble.
Oh, 2 or 3 years old. I think you've got to have the Apple app, whatever. I don't even have it. But a friend of mine tried to get on. He had to upgrade his app, and then it still wouldn't take it. Some cell phones won't take it.
Now, the reason I'm laughing is because if you've ever been told that you've got to upgrade your system to make something work, that's their way of trying to get you to buy a new something.
Well, I mean, or will your old phone even work? Is it upgradable for that matter? So, you know, a lot of this stuff is just not thought of. Everybody, these young people, it's like the young people against the old people. I hate to say that, but you know, and I'm old. I know that, but you know, they need to understand that there's probably 30-40% of the people still in Westlake. Many have lived there for 20-30-40 years, and you know, that probably can't really adapt to that. And they should not be discriminated against. In addition, you've got some this is also a federal ADA case if it gets to that level, because since Westlake has a club in it, this is in the ADA rules, and it admits people for parties that are generally public parties or events at Westlake or even at private houses, the Masters for that matter. All the ADA rules apply. So if you got somebody coming in there that's challenged, that his eyesight's bad, they can't use a phone, you have to, you know, compensate for that. And the only way from a gate standpoint to do that is allow that person to be able to try to at least call the gate if they cannot operate a phone effectively or a computer effectively. So there's a federal issue. I'm not even getting into that at the moment. But there's several issues. I just feel like the board, a bunch of young people, and they just didn't think the whole thing out. You know, it's like a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff looks good on paper. We're going to kill off some of the gate people. We won't have to hire as many gate people and blah, 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 blah. But what is the practical effect of that own many of the long-term residents. And I think they didn't think it out.
There's a caller here from Westlake that wants to sound off on this, and you don't have earphones. Let me,
sure.
I may have to cut microphones on and off, so just listen carefully here, and we'll see if we can get this young lady on. Ashley, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Ashley, can you hear me?
Ashley?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Great. Thanks. So I just have a couple of comments. I moved into Westlake about 3 years ago, and what I saw when I moved in, because I chose to move into a gated community, was a lack of security. And the previous board, not the current board, whose names are listed in his ad in the Augusta Chronicle, might I add, are the ones that approved this gate access system. So that's number one. Number two, Mr. Snelling is very inaccurate in his statement saying that the only way to have guests access Westlake is through the app or through a website, which, Mr. Snelling, you do have an email address, so I don't know how you have an email address but not access to a website. But that being said, our property manager is available 5 days a week, and she has offered to enter in any guests for these residents that do not have access to the app or to a computer. And then in regards to the clubhouse and parties at the clubhouse, it is required from the clubhouse for any public events that they submit a guest list. So it is not the the resident's responsibility to enter.
Ashley, let me chime in here real quick.
Yes.
I've been the last two events I've been to at Westlake. It was a mass invitation list that went out at Augusta National of all places. So it's not like they're handing them out on the street. But there's no way the guard gate would have had my name. How does that work?
And this is something new that has been proposed for any clubhouse member that is not a resident, that if they want a guest to be entered into the Westlake Clubhouse moving forward, and I don't know what the time frame is, but they will have to call the clubhouse, and the clubhouse will have to call and put their name on the list.
Well, shut down the club, I guess. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Wait a minute. She's not hearing you completely. So the question would be, do you want to shut down the clubhouse?
No, that is not the point of it. It's the point of the clubhouse is a separate entity from the residential aspect of Westlake. And they essentially rent from the Westlake POA, and they do not own the guard gate. So just like anyone else, they have to enter in their guests.
But again, what happens when you have a mass event where there is not a specified guest list?
That would be something that would need to be addressed, but I don't know. I don't know that answer. I'm just telling you the information that I've received from the board, because I actually ask questions and I go to them. And I attend meetings as well. A lot of his statements are inaccurate. And in regards to emergency vehicles being able to enter into the gate, the protocol for that is that any emergency vehicle, be it a fire truck, a police vehicle, or an EMS, gets automatically pushed through the gate. I mean, school buses come through the gate every single day.
Hold on a minute. Is that not true, George?
I never said anything about emergency vehicles in my ad. I guess you're just kind of putting that in on your own. But let me get back to the person that's you're going to call to get you in. She's gone at 5 o'clock. She's an 8:30 to 5 o'clock employee, number one, if you can find her. And so that's she's gone half the time out on the field, so that's not going to work. But I've never said anything about emergency vehicles. It doesn't appear in my ad in any way.
It says about emergent care for or something along those lines. I haven't seen it. But I think it's in very poor taste.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on a minute. Whoa. I think that's in reference to people who have, not being facetious here, who've fallen and can't get up, or who have health care appointments on a semi-regular basis, but who perhaps has a respiratory therapist or a physical therapist that has to get there in a hurry for one reason or another.
Right, and they can be added to the list as a permanent guest. I don't have to go into the app or into the website to enter anyone. If I know the person is a regular guest of mine, they are listed as a permanent guest. They have to show their ID once, and they come through the gate without any problem. And, it's just, I think, going back, the class action lawsuit against the POA, which includes all of the residents in this community, is a frivolous lawsuit, and it's going to not only cost the community issues, it's going to cost the resident issues as well.
Well, is it perhaps the, and I'll have to have George sitting here while I ask him, was it perhaps the intention of George to get this resolved, kind of like what the president did with, telling the world he was going to deport everybody last week, and it got the attention of the other side. I would imagine that we can officially declare the Homeowners Association notified of the intent here, and maybe a compromise can be worked out.
Their real damage is here. For example, my wife yesterday called a mosquito service to come to Westlake to spray in back of our house. They used to come twice a year. Sometimes we get them for an extra showing. They've been turned around at the gate and told not, and we're not allowed in, and now they will not service Westgate. There is a big issue. Many service providers, because you get 20 cars out there in the morning, they turn around and leave. When they get to the gate, if they don't have an ID, if they don't have this, they don't have that, they won't let them in. You're getting a lot of service providers now that will not go to Westlake, and that is a big issue.
I agree that's an issue. I've never had any problem entering in the gate with my transponder because it was applied correctly. I actually went to the clubhouse and had them do it because I had heard so many issues of people coming in. But, you know, again, if it is a permanent guest, someone who is either doing your lawn service or doing a mosquito treatment or a painter that you are, you know, having come for the next 6 weeks, to paint your house, you can have them added as a permanent guest, and you can always take them off that permanent list. And to say that Barbara is not available, I email Barbara on a regular basis, and I get a response back within 45 minutes.
We're getting a little bit into the weeds. That's a Westlake issue, not a
exactly, but
a public issue.
That's his whole point, Austin, okay. Is that Barbara is not accessible, and they don't have any other means. My grandmother is 85 years old, and she can work the app perfectly fine.
All right, Ashley, thank you for the call. Again, to me, the bigger issue here is the compelling rules and regulations of a homeowners association that everyone is going to have to jump through this hoop. And again, if you were there before the rule or before the device was even invented, I don't know how retroactively they can enforce that. Have you had conversation, and Bob, let's get you involved in this conversation a little bit. Have you had conversation with Council of the Homeowners Association about, the current residents being grandfathered in?
Yeah, Dr. Snellener has really talked to them.
Okay.
Well, I talked to Wright several times, and I've also talked to the president of the association, I think, who's lived there since 2015. And I think Wright is trying to represent the association. I understand that.
A member of.
Right. I don't know what his personal opinion is, and I think he's fair-minded. I think the president of the association just basically feels like he's going to ram it through. You're going to do this. That's what they say, and that's just the way it is, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Well, we'll see how many courts there are, but I can assure you I'm doing something about it. It's wrong. And it's wrong for many of the older people that have lived there for many, many years.
How many people have reached out to you and said, I'm with you on this?
Probably 30 or 40, but we haven't even gotten into it yet. Jean Garnowitz is helping me. Everybody she's talked to, including the former chief deputy of the sheriff just called in a few minutes ago, are absolutely dead set against this. And at the worst, if they wanted to implement something of this magnitude, they should have had a vote of all the members of the association. You don't just go change the way you do business and get in and out of a gate. And what this woman's saying about having a party list and putting every person's name on a general party list for...
You have events at the clubhouse that are hundreds of people.
Well, I mean,
and I attended, I was trying to think, the last two parties I went to at Westlake, one of them had probably 300 guests. There's no way.
Well, that's why I said, what do you want to do, shut the club down? What if the Red Cross wants to have an event? I'm on the board at Goodwill. What if we want to have an event? We send out a general invitation, and, you know, sometimes people show up, and they'll pay when they get there. They'll pay the $100
right
when they get there. And so you're going to preclude many of these type events with these totally draconian measures. I mean, it's just not thought out, Austin. That's the problem. Nobody sat down and thought out what is the practical application of what we're doing. That's my opinion.
And this ad, this lawsuit, didn't just come out of the blue. Dr. Snellen has been talking with Riot and the board for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I sent them this thing 2 weeks ago.
George Snelling's with us for a few more minutes here. See if we can get really quickly some more comments in here. And let me see who's been on hold the longest. That would be James in Augusta. You're on the air with us, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I was just going to go through these real quick, a couple of things as I was listening to the conversation. First off, I think it's worth reiterating what Kathy said in the last call or whoever the first caller was, that this is not a lawsuit against the HOA. This is a lawsuit against his neighbors because we are the HOA. So there are two current filings. One is for an injunction, which I completely support his decision to file an injunction. That's fine. The class action lawsuit, though, is strictly for the purpose of financial gain against the neighbors, which that's a troublesome to me.
Hold on a second. George, yeah, respond
no,
to that.
It is for damages to the residents of Westlake in the form of service providers, perhaps bills they had to pay for people that could not get into Westlake. It is for damages caused by the gate policy, not for profit.
Okay. Someone would receive a financial compensation for that, for damages in one fashion or another. And so kind of early on, he said, hey, look, I moved into it, and the implication was you're denied moving into the neighborhood if you don't have this. That's just not accurate. What the issue really is are you allowed to have guests as a resident without these applications? There's nothing in the policy that says, hey, I can't drive to the gate and bring in my guest. The other thing
you got to go to the gate every time to get a guest. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
so
if
you don't have the app, you can't phone it in, you can't app it in, or whatever you do with it. And so if you want a guest to come in, in fact, my wife's had to do this, drive to the gate to get somebody in because they wouldn't let them in. Yeah, that's the deal. Is that what you want to do?
And I agree that there needs to be some consideration, but the statement that, you can't have guests without these things is a misrepresentation because by your own account, you can do it. It's just not the way you want to do it. The other thing is about whether or not you have to comply with the covenants. Basically, the covenants state that you will comply with what the HOA deems. So, also, when you were asking about, hey, I don't know if people can get grandfathered in or not, basically that's addressed within the covenants that says, hey, when you move in here, you agree to follow the rules as they are deemed. Not, these are the rules, and if you move in after it, then these rules don't apply to you. Now, there are some exclusions in that, but, that's kind of how they get around that portion. And as far as the party list goes,
all right, we got to run here, James. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Let's see if we can get Susan in real quick because we got very little time. Go ahead, Susan.
I just had one quick thing to say. Born and raised in Westlake, and when I was two, moved back in as a civil there for 30 plus years. I feel hurt as a resident that this is even filed as a class action lawsuit. I feel like there were better ways to approach this, going to the board, directly and talking to them, sitting down with them. I know each one of these board members personally. They are very good people, upstanding citizens in this community that we live in. They have very, very good jobs. That you are basically demeaning them as residents of our society, giving them a bad name when they really didn't have a whole lot to do with this whole gate process.
They're taking away my rights. I'm not taking away theirs.
All right, Susan, thank you very much.
It was the board before them. Okay. It was not even them. But the other thing is, as far as in having parties and allowing guests in, all you have to do is put allow all on the app, or if you have a computer, you go in on the computer and hit allow all. And on that one day, if you're having a party, wherever it is, they give your last name and they can come in under your last name.
All right. Thank you very much. George, real quick, because you got like 40 seconds. Did you think about going to the board with this before you filed?
Well, I did go to the board. I went to their attorney. I talked to the chairman of the board, and I gave him this thing 2 weeks ago that I filed. I told him I was going to put it in the paper. What are you going to do about it? And basically, the president kind of laughed and said, well, I'd like to get into the class action suit as well. Got it on my text message. And you know what? I'm not the kind of person you want to laugh at in this county. Don't do that. And it's wrong. I tried to talk to them. They wouldn't talk.
Okay. Well, there you have it. There's George Snelling. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.